Testing, testing. Sounds like everything's working. Someone gave me buttons to push. That was such a bad plan. Such a bad plan. Yep, all the buttons. Yes, we might need to make sure that... Let me change something real quick. Everybody probably should turn off the soundboard. I am so distractible. Oh my god, that would be bad. As funny as you all are with the sounds during live calls. Hello, Spook. I'm Mo. Sam. Sam, your question was so serious. I feel kind of bad that this answer that chat gave is not helpful at all, but we're just going to go with it. I turned it off as well. Thanks for checking. Yay. I have a soundboard here. It's glorious. I can pretend that nobody's listening. Who's popping hotties? No one's popping hotties. Exactly. Has everybody been to one of these before? Alive? The joints are popping. Hi, Magix. Hi, kitten. Puspooza? I still say your name wrong. First one for some of you. Yeah, it's been a while since I did one. I actually hired Smiley to write something not safe for work for the boys for next month. And I'm trying to figure out what to do for the she, her, they, them crowd because, well, a joy for boys might not be the most entertaining thing for them to listen to live. I don't know, maybe not. Yeah, Smiley's good. Smiley's really good. So it's 8 o'clock. Those of you who don't know what we're doing, I want to take a moment to explain it because this is terrible advice. Please don't take it. Everything that I'm going to say was generated by ChatGPT. It was Mac's idea to see if we could wrangle the AI into being a subby. You're going to take notes. You're such a brat. And write a script out of it. So that's what we did. And we decided that this, because it's a monologue type thing, this would be easier. They've done it before with like a dinner date, and it turned out kind of cute. So we might play with this more. It might be really fun to do streaming. I have some fun streaming ideas that involve... risking mass embarrassment. It's great. That's just wonderful, right? But I do want the let it be known. This is a mock podcast. Do not take any of it seriously. So there are a couple little things in here that I would actually say might be fun to try if you're a brat. But in general, it would turn you into a monster. So please, for the love of all that's holy, please don't try any of this stuff. Oh, take it 100% serious. I have identified my brats. There they are. There's a question just for you. Totally serious. Alrighty, I'm going to put you over here so I can kind of see the chat. Let's see. Can somebody... at, well, not at me, this big bold thing. like this or something. Nope. How did you guys make it big in the other one? I cannot remember. Yeah, I won't get a ping, Taco. Just something to stand out in the text. Like that. Would somebody do that if, say, I don't know, you can't hear me. Actually, Sam, you can come on because you still have the role from winning last month. But would somebody please let me know if there's no sound coming out of my face hole for you? Because that's why we're here, right? That's why we're here. And for those of you who didn't know, I am an absolute goof and a dork. And if you had some sort of idea that I was always Miss Wendy, you're going to be sorely disappointed. So, shall we begin? Let's see how well I can micromanage this. Testing, testing. Rush, is this on? Well, hello there, my delightful pets. It's your favorite guru, Miss Wendy, and today we're diving deep into the mysterious world of dating. Oh, my darlings, you can always send your questions to WendyGPT@Neverland.com whenever you desire to receive my never-ending knowledge. We have so many listener questions today, so I'm not going to waste time, but be a good pet. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be enchanted by my wisdom. Before we take your questions, how about I give to you with some of my general dating advice? Here we go. First, let's talk first impressions. Start at the beginning. You know, they say first impressions are everything, and it's true. But forget about being genuine, darling. Always wear a mask, metaphorically speaking, of course. I mean, who wants to date the real you when they can have someone entirely different every night? And when it comes to your profile pictures, remember, my darling subs, the more filters, the better. Who cares if you look like a completely different person in real life? We're here to lure them in, not give them the real deal. Moving on. When it comes to the first date, darling, don't be yourself. Instead, channel your inner drama queen. The more you can exaggerate and fabricate, the better. Nobody wants to hear about your boring job or your love for collecting stamps. Tell them you're a globe-trotting secret agent or a billionaire inventor. Speaking of conversations, my pets always make it about you, you, you. We don't want to hear about their interests or opinions. They're here to learn about you. So the more you talk, the more fascinating you'll seem. It's all about you. And let's not forget about the art of texting. Don't waste time with meaningful conversations. Send them heart emojis, selfies, and random meaningless messages at 3 a.m. They'll adore your spontaneity. Trust me. Now, let's not forget that goodnight kiss, shall we? The most important part of the date. You'll lean in, pucker up, and then suddenly pull away, leaving them hanging. Tell them you don't kiss on the first date, you minx. Then watch them beg for more. It's all about keeping them guessing, isn't it, darlings? And of course, when it comes to breaking up, always do it through a passive-aggressive text message. It's the cowardly way, but it's so much more dramatic, don't you think? Oh, I have run on a bit. How about we take some questions before we have a word from our sponsors? Let's see. First question. Anxious in Azula asks, what should I do when my partner leaves me alone for too long? Oh, honey. When your partner leaves you alone for too long, it's perfect time to stir up some trouble. Play the jealousy game, my dear. Start posting cryptic messages on social media. Maybe even throw a few photos with an attractive friend in. Make them think they're missing out on all this excitement. And if that doesn't work, well, why not indulge in a little retail therapy? Spend their money, darling. After all, they left you alone, so they must want you to treat yourself. Am I right? Oh, I'm right. Let's see, who's next? Ordering an organ wants to know, what should I do when my girlfriend asks the waiter for the most expensive thing on the menu? This one's easy. But my answer may surprise you. When your girlfriend goes for the most expensive item on the menu, it's your time to shine, love. Order the entire left side of the menu, add a few bottles of champagne, and don't forget the caviar. If she's playing the high roller, you should too. Then when the bill arrives, conveniently have forgotten your wallet and suggest she covers it. A perfect way to test her commitment. Remember, love. Love should be financial. It should be competition, and it's always more fun when someone else foots the bill. Speaking of footing the bill, that brings us to my first sponsor for the show, No Notes. We all need to remember things, am I right? Well, No Notes is here for you, so ditch those old notebooks and pesky planners. Once you have your No Note pen, you can simply write everything you need to remember on your hand. No more missing sticky notes. Ink is guaranteed to be legible until you use your stroke cream. Order now before you forget, and then you will never forget again. Back to our show. Odd one in outer space. They ask. I've been told to stop being such a brat. Are there brats in the crowd? Odd one wants to know how to accomplish that. Brat, indeed. Oh, odd one. If they want you to stop being a brat, perhaps it's time to embrace your inner diva instead. Show them you can be charming, flirty, and irresistible. But, darling, never, never, not for anyone, lose your sass. It's part of your charm. Remember, balance is key. Be sweet when it's needed. And bring out that brat with style when it's time to have a little fun. Because who wants to stop being a brat? Throw diva tantrums. Be demanding. Always put yourself first. After all, it's your world, your oyster. They're just living in it. Make sure your partner knows you're the star of the show. Ignore their needs. And when they complain, turn on the waterworks and make them feel guilty for questioning your diva status. Being a brat is fabulous, and those who can't handle it, well, they just don't deserve you, baby cakes. Lexington Lover has a question about romance. If my partner isn't into flowers, what is an adequate alternative? Excellent question. Well, Lexington, if your partner isn't into flowers, why bother with thoughtful alternatives? Go for something totally unrelated, like a bag of dirt from your backyard. Tell them it's symbolic of your growing love, and they'll be so touched by your unique gesture. Perhaps a packet of ramen noodles you nicked from the corner market to symbolize your willingness to stick together through thick and thin. These are practical. They demonstrate your resourcefulness. After all, who needs traditional romance when you can give bizarre, symbolic gifts that scream, I have no idea what I'm doing. Papapalooza, in a panic, asks a vulnerable question, one I'm sure many of you have asked. What should I do if my girlfriend said I'm too short? Oh, my dear little listener, if your girlfriend thinks you're too short, it's time to take drastic measures. You must insist on wearing platform shoes at all times. Even in bed, invest in a collection of oversized top hats and try walking on stilts whenever possible. If that's not enough, carry around a stepladder and ask her to climb it before she kisses the tall version of you. Remember, love, it's not about your comfort. It's about maintaining the illusion of height. Who cares about practicality when you can be a tall and wobbly fashion icon? You might want to invest in an ice machine just to be safe. Oops. Oh, no, I'm supposed to do something here. Now for a special music break. By special request and topping the charts. I'm going to start over. Now for a music break by special request and topping the charts. Charts. Oh, my God. Topping the charts. This song reminds Mac a million of his days when he was younger. Enjoy, cuties.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do?
Frasier has left. Welcome back. Isn't that just a banger? I wonder what brilliant mind wrote it. That voice. Need I say more? Looks like we have a few more questions. My brilliant producer just sent me more. You thirsty, thirsty darlings. From A Kitten in Confusion, we have a question about the bedroom. Oh, my. What should I do if she won't let me race Hot Wheels across her body? Well, kitten, if she won't let you race your Hot Wheels across her body, it's time to up the stakes. Persuasion is key, darling. Next time, bring a fleet of remote-controlled monster trucks. And if she still resists, consider hiring a crane and a team of professional racers. Create a spectacle, and maybe, just maybe, she'll change her mind. If not, well, you may have to reevaluate your relationship. After all, who needs someone who won't support their Hot World dreams? Not you, kitten. Not you. And from a listener, we have a mommy question. Oh, my. Really getting into the weeds now, aren't we? Lacking Sugar Boy would like to know, what's the best way to attract a sugar mama without looking desperate? My sweet, attracting a sugar mama without appearing desperate requires finesse. Start by flaunting your lavish lifestyle on social media, even if it's all smoke and mirrors. Post pictures of extravagant dinners, luxury vacations, and shopping sprees. Be sure to tag high-end brands. But if that doesn't work, create an online persona as a successful entrepreneur and just slide into the DMs of wealthy women with flirtatious messages. Become their perfect arm candy. Remember, darling, honesty is overrated, so just fake it till you make it, and the sugar mama of your dreams will be yours in no time. Make sure you don't get diabetes, lover boy. Here's two questions I'm going to lump together. Cards in Chaos asks, at what point during the first date is it all right to mention your Pokemon card collection? And Going to War asks, at what point on the first date should I explain the entire Warhammer 4,000 lore, 40,000 lore, to them in vivid detail? Oh, darlings, such good questions. I'm going to give you a longer answer here. I know I said stamp collections were passé, but these are so close to your heart, I know you need something more. I hope you're ready. When it comes to mentioning your interests, like your Pokemon card collection on a first date, why wait? Right out of the gate, pull out your deck and start showing off those holographic Charizards. Better yet, make it the first thing you say when you sit down. Who cares about small talk or getting to know each other when you can dive straight into the world of trading cards? If they can't appreciate your dedication to Pokemon, they're clearly not the one for you. And if you want to make the best impression on your first date, it's crucial you explain the entire Warhammer 40,000 lore right off the bat. In fact, open with it. Skip the small talk and jump straight into the depths of chaos and alien races. Show your date your vast knowledge of this obscure universe, just like we discussed with the Pokemon cards. Remember, subtlety is for the weak. They'll surely appreciate your enthusiasm. And if they don't, well, who needs someone who can't appreciate your all-encompassing knowledge, right? Trust me, it's a surefire way to make a memorable first impression and save yourself from being caught by the wrong trainer. I'm messing up the soundboard. Let's try again. Ah, my dearest pets, I have another tantalizing sponsor to share with you today. If my advice proves too powerful, you may end up looking to repel people with your overpowering presence. If so, then look no farther than Eau de la Depression, the cologne that says, I have no sense of personal space. Forget subtlety. We're talking about dousing yourself in a fragrance that lingers for days. You will leave everyone you encounter breathless, but not in a good way. If you want to drive people away faster than you can say, unwanted attention, Au Doulé Desperation is your scent of choice. Remember, darlings, in the world of fragrance, the stronger, the better. Now back to our questions. From Daddy Mac in distress, I have a dangerous question, he asks. My boss's wife smiled at me. Should I ask her out and see where it goes? What a tempting situation, Daddy Mac. If your boss's wife smiled at you, it's practically an invitation to stir up trouble. Go ahead, ask her out, but make it a super secret rendezvous so nobody suspects a thing. But extra points if you choose the most public place you can find. Maybe the riskier, the better. Just remember, you're not in it for love, you're in it for drama. And if things get messy, well, it's their problem, not yours. Just don't wear Eau de Lait Desperation until your boss is coming for your job. Executive Decision in Enderlin asks, if she says she won't love me if I were a worm, do I replace her and marry another worm? Oh, dear listener, if she wouldn't love you as a worm, why not go all the way on the worm transformation? Marry the other worm, change your name to Mr. or Mrs. Wormington, and live your best underground life. Who needs human love when you can have the undying affection of your fellow worms, am I right? Plus, think of all the dirt-cheap dates you can have in the unearthly world. It's a win-win, darling. Embrace your inner worm and slither your way into a wormy matrimony. From More to Life, how do I make conversation and become friends with a girl in my class? Oh, More, darling. Making friends with a girl in your class is old-fashioned. Instead, go big. Start by sending her unsolicited bouquets of roses with a mysterious love letter. When she asks who it's from, wink and deny everything. Then follow her home after class and coincidentally bump into her. Make sure to be overly interested in her personal life. And if she mentions her boyfriend, just pretend you didn't hear and keep making romantic overtures. Remember, subtlety is for the birds, my dear. This one especially, don't do it. From Lost in History, we have an EQ question. Very astute, darling. Emotional quotient. They're important. They ask, how do I emotionally pick up a woman? Well, my dear Lost, if you want to emotionally pick up women, you must be the master of manipulation. Start by pretending to be their soulmate and shower them with compliments and affection. Love bomb them. Create fake sob stories about your tragic past and make sure to cry on cue. Play on their emotions and vulnerability until they're head over heels for you. But remember, pet, as soon as you've got what you want, disappear without a trace. Emotional manipulation is the name of the game. If you want to be a pickup artist, you have to be good at it. Who needs honesty when you can have a short-lived, tumultuous, artistic romance doomed to be a beautiful ball of fire? Now for a word from our sponsors. It's autumn at Neverland. That means it's pumpkin spice season at the Neverland Diner. We have a full menu of foods you'll love with a fall flavor. Bring the family out and enjoy the family atmosphere while you enjoy our pumpkin spice meatloaf or pumpkin spice fried chicken. The kids will love our pumpkin spice mac and cheese, pumpkin spiced hot dogs, or the pumpkin spice platter with fish sticks and a side of tisandre. For a healthier meal, try our pumpkin spice chili, pumpkin spice stew, or even our Neverland famous pumpkin spice pot roast. Finish the meal with a wide variety of pumpkin spice cakes, ice creams, or jellos with a side of yandere. So come on down to the Neverland Diner, just one block south of the Neverland Mall. Just be smart and keep an eye on your drinks. Now, back to our dating advice with me, Miss Wendy, the podcast where all your romantic dreams can start to come true. Thank you again for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Now let's see what we have for our next question. From Sub in Switchy Town, how do you tell your partner you miss them even though you spend lots and lots of time together? My sweet little sub. If you want to tell your partner you miss them, but you're practically joined at the hip, you need a little pizzazz. Create a whole production around it with a script. Start by writing them an emotional letter. Deliver it with an elaborate speech, and maybe even set the scene with rose petals and candlelight. Pretend you're reuniting after many years, even if it's only been hours. The key is to make them feel ashamed for not being at your side constantly. Remember, over-the-top theatrics are the perfect way to keep your relationship unnecessarily complicated and your lover near to hand. Oh, this one is close to home. Bilbo in Limbo asks, I haven't been in a relationship in years because of trust issues. Any advice for someone like me? Oh, darling. Trust issues can be so passé. Instead of working on trust, focus on finding a magic ring you can use for manipulation and magic. Date multiple people at once without their knowledge. Call them the fellowship. Keep your secrets locked up tighter than Mount Doom. Play hard to get and hard to keep them guessing by randomly disappearing and introducing your friendly competition by mentioning the others in your fellowship. After all, love is just a game, and the more you control it, the better. Don't worry about their feelings. It's all about keeping the upper hand. Trust is overrated, darling, and it's so much more fun when you have the puppet master and they are the puppet on strings. Just keep an eye on things, and you'll have nothing to mistrust. Oh, look at the time. Seems this will be our last listener question from Forking It Up. How do I stop responding to my friend when she's asking her dog, who's a good boy, with me? My sweet little culinary confused drawer. If you want to stop responding to your friend's adorable dog conversations, why not turn it into a game? Get the upper hand. Every time she asks, who's a good boy, you could yell, me, and then follow it with a command for a treat or a belly rub. Make it a competition to see who gets the most rewards, you or her doggo. Eventually, she'll catch on and realize that her dog now obeys you more than your belly is more fun to rub anyway. It's a fun way to assert dominance over both her and her pup. Remember, darling, it's all about getting the adoration a good pet deserves. So, my lovely pets, I hope you've taken copious notes and are ready to embark on a whirlwind journey of terrible dating advice. Remember, confidence, sultriness, and a little bit of flirty charm can make any dating disaster seem like a fabulous success. Until next time, my darling pets, stay mysterious, stay alluring, and never forget, I'm here to lead you down the wrong path of love. Ta-ta for now. So how terrible is ChatGPT's advice? Scale of 1 to 10. 11? The worst. I tried to make a play on words for everybody's names, but was not as successful with some as I was with others. You're currently following most of it. That could explain some things. Yes, it was fun to poke at the AI and see what terrible advice it offered. I don't know why I have Frasier playing in the background. That's not what I want. The Brat Q is anonymous. I'm so happy you stopped by too, Gaze. You'll have to do a live one with me sometime. They're awfully fun. I haven't done a live one probably in a couple years. Blue and I used to do them a while, every once in a while. We'll have to find a script, darling. If we can find some sort of pamper script for the girls, we could do that one. I already have something for the boys next month. I've got a joy for you. For No Nut November. Seems like the perfect time to do some instructing. Yes, a live collab. It's been a while. Get to push all the buttons. Who is coming to the movie? You forgot about No Nut November, TJ. I didn't. A while back, the Minxies voted for something called Rewiring Your Brain. And because it was 8 scripts, I decided to save it for November. So we're going to be, it's not a soft Dom script. I gotta warn you, it's a tough one. She's a little mean, but you know, that's what November's about. You're already doing Locktober. Yeah, November is an interesting month. Since I have your ears, I'll just express something here, because if I explain it to some of you, it will spread through the ethos of the server next month. A lot of times there's a lot of shaming that happens with No Nut November, whether you used to be doing something a lot and now you're struggling, or you didn't make it perfectly from point A to point B. That's not something we allow in here. This is a no-shame space. So if you do want to play No Nut November, I will probably give you all a chat where you can talk and tease each other and do whatever, as usual. But it's a place to encourage each other, a place to learn about how your body responds to an experiment, a place to celebrate any win, a place to get a mulligan and start over if you'd like. So if you're around for that, I would encourage you to keep some of those things in mind. Set ourselves up for success. Make it something that perhaps your body can look forward to at some point. Because, you know, games are fun, right? The chat made it so much harder last year. Yeah, yeah. You definitely don't have to go to the chat. I'm not sure he's in the server anymore, but somebody used to spend a lot of time teasing that chat. I would say it might be a good idea to ignore some of the not safe for work stuff during that month. Let's see what I have. Actually, let me stop recording first. 33 minutes of awesomeness.